It is 25 to 9. Good morning. Well, to be honest, I don't think it's such a great morning. Today is State Budget Day. We'll find out early this afternoon what the state government has in store for us over the next few years. I don't know all the detail, but I can guarantee this, it is going to be a horror show. We are talking cuts in spending, increases in various taxes, you name it. The penny has finally dropped up at Spring Street that our debt position in this state is unsustainable. Now, I've been doing some figures this morning because when you talk about government debt, it's just this figure, it's hundreds of billions of dollars. You think, what does that mean? What does that mean? So what I've done, I've taken the projection in state government debt over the next 3 years. I've taken the federal government's debt as well, which is actually predicted to stay fairly stable. I've divided it by Victoria's population, so each one of us per head, and here's what the magic numbers are. Now, make sure you're sitting down as I say this. Okay, S&P, the ratings agency, says state government debt will peak at $247 billion by 2027. Federal government debt has already peaked at about $904 billion, is actually predicted to stay fairly stable over the next few years. What does this mean for all of us? Well, if, you know, the people that own our debt came knocking on each and every one of our doors and said, I'm sorry, your government's bankrupt, you have to pay for it. For each of us in Victoria, and we've got a population of 6.9 million people, it is $36,000 a head just for the state government's debt. $36,000 a head. Federal government debt, just under $34,000 a head. So again, if we had to repay all of our state and federal government debt, and each and every one of us had to make a contribution to knock it over, it would be just on $70,000 for each and every Victorian. I'm talking men, women, and children. So if you have a family of five, that's $350,000 to repay our state and federal government debt. And when you think about it, that is a lot of money. Now, the federal government has ways of taxing and printing money that means their debt is slightly less of a concern than the state government debt. But our state, it's not quite bankrupt, but it's not far away, all right? Because the state government doesn't have any assets to sell. They all got sold over 20 years, in fact, around 30 years ago by the Kennett government. It has already put up land tax to pay or repay the so-called COVID debt. Its payroll tax is higher in Victoria than anywhere else in Australia. You put that up, well, you just drive businesses out of the state. I don't know what's going to be in today's state budget, but it will and has to be a horror show. Maybe the state government has to do what other governments around the world have realised and cut their spending. It is ballooned under the Andrews government and now under Jacinta Allen's government. No one's taken a tough decision. Remember the COVID years, Victoria decided to go deeper and longer into lockdown than any other part of Australia, indeed more than any other, most other parts of the world. It cost us a fortune. The public service, all right, the numbers have ballooned in the last few years. You know, the Premier's office has so many advisors and spin doctors, and what does that achieve? Answer, nothing, but we all pay the bill. Politicians every year get a wage rise, every year. And it's always more than inflation. And they get pension entitlements far more generous than the rest of us. Who pays for all that? We do. And then you've got all these major projects, whether it's the Cross City Rail Tunnel or the Westgate Tunnel or, God forbid, the Suburban Rail Loop. All of them have blown out. Whatever the initial estimate was, you can times it by two or three or even more to get an idea of what it's actually going to cost. We are living beyond our means here in Victoria. And again, I'll just repeat the figures per head of population, men, women, children, every single one of us. If we had to repay the federal and state government debt in the next few years in full, it would cost each and every one of us here in Victoria $70,000. All right? And that means a family of five, $350,000. That is a lot of money. Our debt position in this state is unsustainable.